small ones that it'd be a bunch of sets to grow out of them, and you just pull them and eat the whole thing. You call those where you eat the tops and all, you know, people pull them.
That's a winter onion.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't good only in the wintertime.
Oh, they're only good in the
spring. So they get tough, you see, later on.
Mm-hmm.
And they make this bugle and this whole bunch of little sets, and you can plant them this fall, and next spring you'll have a big lot of green onions.
Uh-huh.
When I lived over PD, I always had a big mess of fresh green onions the first Sunday in March.
Oh, you did, the first Sunday in March.
Yeah.
That's funny that you could tie it in that. Well, what about shallots?
Well, shallots, they're a species of onion, and they don't make a very big head. They bunch out.
Mm-hmm.
You set one out here, and maybe it'll have seven or eight little ones around it.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't make a very big head, but they're hard and firm and good keepers. And I was reading somewhere or another, it might have been the seed catalog, I don't know where they said there's a cross between an onion and a garlic.
Oh, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My mother never would raise them, but I've seen them all my life.
Mm-hmm.
She never would poo with them because they're so little.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, they don't never do make very big heads.
Mm-hmm. Now, you were telling me that you would dry your fruits and things. You said
mm-hmm.
that now, if you left them outside, you'd leave them outside to do that?
Well, it's a storm, if it's looking rainy, we didn't.
Oh,
we make a shelf up where the chickens wouldn't bother them, and just spread them out here on the shelf and just leave them if it ain't going to rain tonight, and I'll just leave my peaches out here, but we'll spread something over and keep the dew off them. And the more you handle a dried peach, the blacker it got. If you want it to look pretty, why don't touch it? And you need to cut it before it got, just when it got ripe enough that it had part from the seed, that's when you wanted to cut it, because you waited it got ripe. By the nearer drier it got, they ripen as they get dry, and they get blacker.
Oh, I see. Well, now when it would you put it out to dry, the skin would kind of.
Oh, I always peel mine.
Oh, you.
But they'd do what you said.
Well, they'd get all.
Yeah.
I can't think what you call that. You know.
It's a peeling.
Yeah. And then
it'd be slower about drying than the regular peach, except when it'll want to kind of curl up or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know
mm-hmm.
how.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know how to say it myself.
Mm-hmm. But I've seen them that look like
mm-hmm.
that.
Well, you buy them, you know, at the grocery store.
Mm-hmm. And you said you had cabbage too. Did you raise very?
Yeah, we always raised plenty of cabbage. Made our own crowd.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And green beans, because you were telling me that you dried them sometime, which I never had heard.
Yeah.
Now, your peas, to get them out of the, you'd have to, now you didn't keep the hull part on the peas, so you.
After dried, we shelled them, but I'll tell you what you can do. You can take little young peas,
mm-hmm.
when the little peas is starting in there, and break them and eat them just like green beans.
Oh,
I love them.
I never have had them that way. I didn't want you to eat them that way.
Well, I love them. Just fix just about half shell them,
uh-huh.
from half of them.
Uh-huh.
And they're just a little bit bigger than a knitting needle. Well, you just break them up, and them little peas is just little tiny things in there, and cook them. And they're just real good.
Well, what about turnips? Did you raise turnips?
Yeah, we raised turnips, and I have made turnip crowd.
Oh, you have? Well, what?
Make it just like I made my cabbage.
Do you use the top part, the tops of the turnips?
No, I just use the turnips for crowd.
Oh, for crowd, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about the, did you, what do you call the top part of the turnip that people ate?
We called it the salad. We called it salad.
Mm-hmm.
And take turnips and salad and a chunk of hog's jaw, cook it all up together, and it really is good.
Mm-hmm.
With me, I don't get to eat that hog's jaw.
Oh, yeah, you can't eat that, yeah. Well, what about lettuce, did you?
Oh, yeah, I can eat lettuce.